Welcome back to Mind Matters, stories and science behind the brain. I'm your host, Gabriel Pablo, and today we're diving into a topic that is equal parts fascinating and mysterious, comas. But don't worry, this isn't going to be a doom and gloom discussion. We've got an incredible guest here today who will share a personal story that's nothing short of extraordinary. Before we jump in, let's keep it light for a second. Sam, welcome to the show. How's life treating you these days?
Hey man, life's been pretty great. Thanks for having me on the show, and I'm excited.
That's awesome to hear. You're looking great. Definitely not like someone who's been to the other side and back. But jokes aside, I can't wait for the listeners to hear your story. It's rare to get such an intimate look at something so few people get to experience and live to tell the tale. So Sam, let's take it from the top. You had a life-changing experience after being in a coma for 48 hours. Can you share what led up to it?
Sure. Yeah, so I was in a very bad car accident that shattered multiple bones, and I almost bled out, and it was really bad. I don't remember much except for a few seconds of the accident itself. Just flashes, really. I was completely unconscious for about 48 hours afterward, and for me, it was like a black void. No awareness and no memories.
Dang, that's terrifying. It must have felt surreal when you woke up. What was the moment like?
When I woke up, I somehow knew I had been in an accident. My parents were there and talked me through everything that had happened. Then things started getting a little strange. The dreams I had in the hospital were bizarre. I was on a heavy opiate painkillers because both of my legs were broken. But oddly enough, I kept dreaming about running over and over.
Running? That's weird. Were you someone who loved running before, or what?
Not at all, actually. I always hated running. So it was a completely unique experience. I think my subconscious was rebelling because I physically couldn't move my legs. In my dreams, I'd be sprinting, and then I'd jerk awake trying to move my legs, which was impossible at the time.
That sounds frustrating and even haunting in a way. Did anything else unusual happen during your recovery?
Yes, I hallucinated interactions with TV characters in my hospital room. It was kind of like my brain couldn't distinguish between the TV and reality. I also developed severe panic attacks from being confined to the hospital bed. To this day, I struggle with small, enclosed spaces and panic when I don't have access to a door or a window or anything like that.
Dang, that sounds awful and pretty difficult. Thank you for sharing such a raw and vulnerable experience. It's incredible how the trauma of recovery can linger long after the physical wounds heal.
For real, honestly. The recovery was actually way harder to get over than the accident itself.
Your story is going to resonate with a lot of people, and I can't thank you enough for sharing it. Stick around, because after a quick break, we're going to dive into the science of comas and some myths surrounding them.
Love the mochas here.
Too bad my budget doesn't.
Sarah, don't give it up. State Farm has options to get you a surprisingly great rate.
Thanks, Jake. Next round's on me.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or go to statefarm.com for a quote today.
This weekend at the Home Depot, get an 18-volt Ryobi combo kit featuring a cordless drill and circular saw for just $49.88. That's a savings of $100, which means you'll actually save more than you'll spend. So you could pick up some drill bits, a tool belt, or even a second combo kit. Now that's power shopping, courtesy of an 18-volt Ryobi combo kit for just $49.88. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only, see store for details.
Understanding comas. Welcome back. If you're joining us, I've been chatting here with Samuel, who shared an unforgettable story and about their time in a coma and the challenges of recovery. Now, let's shift gears and get into the science behind it. So, what exactly is a coma? According to the Mayo Clinic, a coma is a prolonged state of unconsciousness caused by brain injury, stroke, or even severe trauma like the car incident you experienced in. the brain essentially goes into a protective mode, shutting down non-essential functions.
That makes sense. I felt like my body was in a state of total shutdown, and even though the healing process had already started.
Right, right. What's fascinating is that the brain isn't totally offline during a coma. There can still be varying levels of brain activity depending on the cause of severity. Some people report vivid dreams or sensations, like the running dreams you mentioned, while others experience nothing at all. Let's also clear up a common myth. Comas aren't the same as sleep. While stimuli like sound or touch might reach the brain, it's not like in the movies where someone wakes up just because you shout their name or play their favorite song or even poke them.
Yeah. Waking up was nothing like a dramatic movie scene for me. It was more like slowly surfacing from the depths of water.
Yeah, that's a great analogy. Did you know that comas come in different types? There's everything from medically induced comas to vegetative states and even lockdown syndrome, where the person is fully aware but unable to move. It's a reminder just how complex the brain is.
Yeah, that's crazy. I didn't realize how many variations there are to comas. And it's kind of humbling to think about.
It really is. Recovery is just as varied. Some people wake up and recover quickly, or others face years of physical and emotional challenges. Your story highlights that beautifully, how the psychological toll of recovery can sometimes outweigh the physical healing. As we wind down, I want to touch on something important, awareness. Comas might seem like a rare or distant concept, but the truth is, they can happen to anyone at any time. Understanding what comas are and aren't can help us empathize with survivors and help families. It also reminds us why the brain, while brain health and trauma prevention and proper medical care are so crucial.
I completely agree. If sharing my story helps even one person feel less alone or encourages someone to be more aware of brain injuries, it's definitely worth it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Your bravery in sharing this is inspiring, and I know it'll resonate with so many listeners. So, Sam, thank you again for joining us and for being so open about your journey. Your story sheds light on an experience that's often misunderstood or oversimplified.
Hey, thanks, Gabe. Thank you for having me. I'm glad to share, and I hope it makes a difference.
And to our listeners, thank you for tuning into Mind Matters. And if you learned something today or just enjoy the conversation, please rate, review, or share the show. Let's keep these important discussions going. Until next time, stay curious and take care of your brain.